to do with my physical feelings, sensual, overly sexual oriented, erotic, to an unreasonable extent, extreme, sex, loved and abused by many, misunderstood, disrespected by any, and addicted to by me. Hi, I'm sick. I'm afflicted. Yes, I'm addicted. Running inside my veins like a sickness. An addiction that brings senses to a stillness. With no pragmatic approach, this is a predicament. Causes me to be stuck as it has no response to any refinement. It's only lovemaking and marriage, the rest just increased mileage. For the married to whom they married, it's adultery. Between relations, it's incest. No definition for the gaze. I wonder what is their source of interest. It then loses its worth when it's aimlessly done outside marriage, making it plain fornication. Taking it to another level where one disregards marriage as a holy situation. Cause sex is its holy communion. But my case is different. Cause addiction is not by decision or preference. Let me walk you. It sometimes starts to shy stares and no serious sounds, but laughs over jokes that were barely there. Then we role play me submissive, you my dominant aggressive. You worked on my body like a percussion. Took good care, took the right amount of precaution. A floor, a high floor of passion. In circular, rectangular, maybe zigzag fashion. You made music so sweet, so lit. You hit the beat, I'll call you percussionist. The rhythm and bass, the waves that you made. My body amazed, it danced cause you slayed. My pianist. And then my blood starts to flow, as if it may clot and flow no more. And in a flash, I see angels, not demons. And then I had come to understand that this was delirious. This sight was glorious, bands extravagant, serious. Locked me in airtight, eliminated fright. Did it right, and that I couldn't fight. Now that is why I came back. That's what dug a hunger so deep, alas. I needed a shot, and it dug a pit. Confessions of an addict. You drove me from source to estuaries, to sea level where mortuaries operate day and night, cause one might die from such delight. I loved how I was your little project. The dots on my body you'd connect, like I'm a small bitmap. Carefully eat, bite, or maybe lick that. Reality was, it wasn't love, it was lust. And I knew it wouldn't last. Cause sexual addiction was not a joy, but a punishment. Not an easy task, but a torment. Forget the sexually transmitted infections and diseases. Meet the new set of STDs. Sexually transmitted demons. Transmitted via soul ties. Your soul gets intertwined, and you get an involuntary inheritance of character traits your partner might hate. But wait, since you decide to join in an act designed for two, if only the two commit in full and do the needful. Prisoner by initiation, it was not by decision. Forced in by indoctrination, and driven regardless of incomprehension. Incongruous to my beliefs, a disease with no relief. Multiplies sorrow and adds grief. So I pray my chains get broken. My freedom has been stolen. I'm always going round in need of a sound solution, a permanent healing to murder a fleshy, trashy act or crash it. I need divine intervention with immediate attention to rescue me from this, which has to do with my physical feelings, sensual, overly sexual oriented, erotic, to an unreasonable extent, extreme. Sex addiction is real.